On San Francisco's waterfront, a team is at work building a boat to sail the Pacific Ocean from San Francisco to Australia. This is no ordinary boat. The 60-foot catamaran, dubbed the Plastiki, is made of recycled materials and will float on used plastic bottles, about 12,000 of them to be precise. Why? To get people thinking about recycling and pollution. So says the man behind the Plastiki, David de Rothschild. He's heir to the Rothschild banking fortune and an adventurer. He joins me now from Pier 31 in San Francisco, where the boat is being constructed. And David, why don't you tell us what that boat looks like right now?
So you probably wouldn't recognize it as a conventional boat right now. There's many components to the vessel. There's bottles, obviously, making up the underside of the hull. And then the rest of the boat actually is residing in rolls of material, PET material, which is the same material that makes up plastic bottles. And then we press that, and that creates these PET panels that we then use to make the sort of structural parts of the boat, like the crossbeams and the frame in which the bottles are held.
And when do you expect that those many parts might be put together in something that could actually set sail?
Well, it's quite an interesting process, because what we're actually doing, it's like a kit boat in a way. We're actually using a bio glue that we're looking at making out of sugar and cashew nuts. So once the panels are made, they all lock into place and the boat can come together relatively quickly. So hopefully we'll set sail in early May when the weather's hopefully on our side.
Now, I know you've done a bunch of expeditions before. Are you much of a sailor?
You know, I'm not much of a sailor. I'm definitely more of a land lubber than I am a sailor. I've got some experienced sailors on board. That's definitely not my role. I think the role is sort of very much telling the story and hopefully creating a platform for solutions. And I think that's what this is really about, is articulating smart solutions. We've heard about the problems. You know, there's a very kind of notable part of the Pacific now that's been labelled the Eastern Garbage Patch, which is accumulating a huge amount of marine debris, specifically plastics. But what we wanted to showcase with Plastiki was a platform for solutions. If we can make a boat that's fully recyclable, why can't we make everyday household items that are also recyclable?
Well, here's a worst case scenario for you, Mr. de Rothschild. say this cashew sugar glue doesn't work out quite the way you planned, and you've just contributed, 12,000 more plastic bottles to the Eastern Pacific garbage patch when you're out there.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the worst case scenario. It's not a scenario that we're anticipating. You know, the good news about the sugar composite glue made of cashew nuts is it has the same structural integrity as any regular epoxy. So it's a very strong, it's obviously all tested. We've been working with leading scientists, plastic scientists, to make sure that we can, sail on a vessel that is constructed as safely as possible.
Well, good luck with your trip.
Thank you very much.
David de Rothschild is an adventurer and environmental activist.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.